removal of that requirement for corporations as well?
And partnerships.
And partnerships.
All business organizations.
Okay. Does everybody then understand the conceptual amendment?
No.
Would remove the existing language with regards to...
And can we point to what would...
Yes, section 9, page 8, page 6, line 9, section 9, line 9.
Mr. Chairman?
Just line 13 has to be changed to.
Well, wherever it needs to be fixed.
Just a minute, Mr. Griffin, we'll get to Representative Davies.
Okay, well, the question I have is does this only have to do with the, are, in other words, are we changing the requirements for corporations operating in the state only with respect to beverage dispensary, or are we changing the requirements for any operation of a corporation?
Only for Representative Davies, Mr. Chairman, my intention is only for beverage dispensary licenses.
And why should we do that?
ABC licenses.
ABC licenses, excuse me.
What, why should we require a corporation that's going to sell cars to be here for a year and sell alcohol and not have that requirement?
I don't think we do.
Representative Davies, I don't know that we do.
Well, that's what I'm trying to understand. I mean, is, what is the present requirement for to incorporate a business in the state? I'm asking that because I don't know. I didn't realize this could be an issue that...
Representative Davies would like to know, is there, right now, if you want to just form a corporation, not associated with a licensed premises of any kind, but just want to form an association, there's no requirement of that you have to live in a state for a year or anything like that. These requirements are just for corporations that want to have a licensed premises under the ABC Board's control. Is that correct?
That is correct. You don't have to, and even for a liquor license, the corporation doesn't have to have been here for a year. They could have had a certificate of authority for a year. But the answer to your direct question is yes.
So nobody seems to have been able to really expound, or give us a legitimate reason on why this current restriction is in the current statutes, and therefore why it should be extended to this new form of business. So Representative Mulder's amendment is to remove it from the expansion that's in the bill and also remove it from the current statutes.
Given my understanding of Representative Mulder's position is correct, the easiest way to resolve this issue would be to repeal 411.390. Which deals with residence requirements only for beverage dispensary license and package store licenses. As it currently is in existence, it relates to persons or associations of persons and corporations. The expansion, the amendment as it stands, would expand that to include limited liability corporations and limited liability partnerships. If the intention is that not have a one-year residency requirement, the best way to do that so that everyone is treated equally would be to repeal 411.390.
Right, and that's
and
why...
And then you would remove it for everyone.
Correct.
If you only remove line 13...
No, Linda, you hit upon exactly where I was going, so...
Okay.
And that was the conceptual amendment.
Representative Roper?
Mr. Chairman, I'm a little bit concerned about this right now without having further public input on this issue. To go ahead and take that this amendment up, I'd be happy to work with Representative Mulder on this amendment. So we got some feedback back from the industry and other people that might be affected to get their feelings on it. And if there's no major heartburn, I personally don't understand why the hurdle is there. I think there may be some historic antecedent. The only thing I can think of is that it's kind of by Alaska. If you're in Alaska and you get a leg up to get a license.
Investigation.
And the investigation.
But they can also, I mean, Representative Roker, as I said, All it's done is made a speed bump right. because they currently run right around
precisely,
that.
So, but without giving some industry input, I was a little bit reluctant.
I actually had a conversation with Mr. Coffey about this.
Like I say, some industry input.
And he couldn't understand why it was there and thoroughly or totally agreed with removing the hurdle.
Well, Representative Mulder has made the amendment conceptually. It would have to come back to us and, you know, address the draft of the bill. So between now and that and us reporting it down for it to be read across, if you want to see if there's any kind of problem, clearly there's a desire to take care of the problem. I'd rather not send it to the floor and have right. a possible floor amendment.
That's what I was trying to avoid also, Mr. Chairman. In reference to the sponsor.
Does everybody understand then the conceptual amendment? Is there objection to the amendment? Seeing none, then that will be amendment number 4.
Was that the one that changed the name of the commission?
I'm sure it's in there somewhere. Are there any further amendments to come before the committee? If not, Representative Mulder?
Mr. Chairman, with that, and understanding that we will have the draft CS come back before us to make certain it is consistent with the adoption of the conceptual amendment, but that notwithstanding, I would move a House Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 69 as amended from committee with the accompanying zero fiscal note with individual recommendations.
Is there objection to the motion?
No, I object. Why do we move it and then wait for it to come back? I don't understand this process.
Quite often when there's anything conceptual or if we're asking for the title to be tightened down, I hold the bill in committee until we can see that final product. If it's all okay, then we'll just send it down to the clerk's office. If something comes up that's a problem we hadn't anticipated.
It can speed the process up by about 3 days, Representative Davies, just in the sense we could do it. It would be down. It could be read across on Monday morning. If the amendments were back and reviewed and were approved, it could be read across Monday morning. Otherwise, if we did it the other way, it probably wouldn't be read across until Wednesday.
That's bad.
Depends.
It's the way certainly I've operated for 2 years, quite often. Objection maintained?
No objection, I guess.
Objection. Okay. Then we are done for the day. Have a good weekend.
Are you signing the bill packet, Mr. Chairman?
Sign on the floor.
Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
No. Well, we got more bills on Monday.
From you, or? Well,
if the rules chairman will let them go.
Don't bring us any more gifts,
though. Yes. We had one on the floor all year.
For the pharmacy.
Norm, I want you to know you didn't have the votes to move
at
that.
At 3:30?
Yeah.
We can walk down and look at him.
Good.
And
thank you, Carl.
We're finished with that. We can make a show of the day.
Okay, and then Phil, my 3:30 with Phil is...
Fine. He has notes.
Yeah, I like that.
Only if they're real busy do they call.
I'm going to put that in my pocket.
What's that?
But it would be a competitive advantage.
Yeah.
Competitive advantage.